Tears streamed down her face, caught upon her pillow that was now getting soaked. "If you don't open this fucking door right now, so help me God, I'll make it worse for you." The whisper of hands cuffed her wrists. "Stay still, little girl, or it'll just hurt worse." Her father was becoming the devil's disciple. The fear she felt inside of her rivaled the fear she had felt while standing in the presence of the devil. Bam! The door flung open, and pure rage filled the room. Chloe held on tightly to the covers as she furiously held her eyes shut, hoping this was all just another nightmare. Maxwell stalked to her bed. "Let this be your first lesson." A second later, Chloe felt him roughly pick her up with her blanket before he threw her across the room a second later. Being touched through the covers didn't burn her skin like it would have if he had touched her flesh, but it still hurt. The blanket had broken most of her fall, but she did take a good bang to the head against the wall. Sitting up, she watched her father through tears as he walked over to her. The sight of him made her blood run cold. "You're going to learn that crying won't help you. I'm done listening to it." One final tear rolled down her cheek. Chloe didn't know it, but it would be the last tear she would shed. Maxwell moved while she closed her eyes. "So help me, God." Chapter 14. Watching your best friend turn into a monster. Walking up to the school after Christmas break gave Chloe mixed feelings. Her father had mentally tortured her every night, and the night of his swearing in, he had stepped it up a notch. She hadn't cried a tear since realizing her father was right. Crying didn't erase her past. Crying didn't make touch easier for her to take. Crying didn't make the nightmares stop. Crying had never once saved her or made one thing easier for her. It was as if she had used all of her tears up. Her eyes had run dry, and there was nothing left to cry for. Yes, she was able to get away from the insane asylum, but this wasn't any better.
"Still a freak, I see,"
Cassandra giggled to her little group as they passed, for obvious reasons. But there was one silver lining. The best part about her life was here, and that was Elle. She had missed her a lot and hadn't had a chance to visit Elle over the break due to moving and her father's new position. She hoped, now that school had started back again, the excuse of projects and homework would help her. Surprisingly, she found Elle waiting at the front of the school on one of the benches.
"Why is your face bruised?"
How could she tell that fast?
Chloe had thought she had expertly put on some concealer and foundation to hide it.
"I didn't think it was that obvious,"
she whispered to her.
"It's not, but I can tell because I've had to do the same thing,"
Elle admitted.
"Now, what happened?"
I tripped again.
Elle went silent, understanding what Chloe had meant, before she quickly got up and started heading into the school. The last time they had walked the halls, it had turned bloody. So Chloe now started walking directly behind Elle, using her as a shield. It was easier for her this way, looking down at Elle's feet, following right behind.
"At least no one will see the school freak coming right at them."
They didn't talk about her bruises once as the day went on, and even though Chloe should have lied to Elle, there wasn't much of a point. She always knew when she was lying. With her going to art next and Elle going to health,
She expected them to go their separate ways. But Elle continued to lead the way to art class.
What is she doing?
Wait here when class is over. I'll get over here as quickly as I can, Elle told her as she reached the art room.
It's too far. You shouldn't.
I'll be fine. Just wait.
No, I can...
What are you going to do when Sebastian takes a book to your face or drags you outside so everyone can beat up on you?
Are you going to be able to take it?
Looking down at her hands, she started wringing them. She knew the answer. They both did. She didn't want to say it, though.
I'll meet you here,
Elle told her before she whisked away. Walking into her classroom, Chloe felt defeated. She wanted to be strong like Elle. But anything strong in her had died the day she had been taken. Taking a seat at her table that once remained empty before her scars, she looked at the table that held Cassandra and her old friends. The empty seat beside Cassandra had once been hers. Chloe had gone from sitting at the cool kids' table to the table no one would ever dare to sit at, because that was where the school freak sat. It was strange to show up at school and lose every friend you'd ever had because of the way you looked. It was even stranger to lose the one friend you'd had since kindergarten.
That's mine, Chloe told the little boy who had just snatched away the beautiful picture book she was flipping through.
When the boy had run away with it, laughing, she wanted to run and tell the teacher. But with it being her first day of school, she was afraid they would start to call her Tattletale and begin to make fun of her. She began to pout in the corner by herself, but a blonde girl came over and handed the picture book back to her.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my bubby can be mean.
Chloe gave her a hug.
Thank you. Do you want to play with me?
Yes.
The little girl smiled at her.
My name's Cassandra. What's yours?
Chloe.
Then another memory bombarded her.
Can you believe we will be in high school next year?
Cassandra had practically squealed it in her ear with excitement. The two had dreamed about high school for years and had endless conversations about the day they could finally attend Legacy Prep High.
I know. I can't wait.
She smiled, hoping it was going to be everything they dreamed of. The memories made her realize it wasn't strange, but it was sad. Their relationship had gone downhill when her father had started running for mayor as a Democratic candidate. Cassandra's father, being a strong Republican, had said many harsh things about her father, and eventually, she believed it had started rubbing off on Cassandra. Then, when their dreams had come true of becoming a freshman, she could see that Cassandra had changed during summer break. Cassandra was determined to make her high school fantasies come to life, no matter the cost, and she wanted to take Chloe with her. Chloe didn't want to become the most popular girl in school the way she did. Cassandra had wanted to do it dirty, by bullying girls like Elle and now her. It had been hard for Chloe. She hadn't wanted to lose her friendship at first. And then, when Cassandra had become unpredictable, Chloe had been scared to get in her way or, worse, be on the receiving end. So now she agreed that it was sad watching your best friend turn into a monster. Now sitting at the freak table and looking at the cool kids' table, she didn't miss it. Not for a second. She had known in her heart she didn't belong with them when they had boarded the bully train. They had drifted apart for too long, and it was only a matter of time before she was their next victim. The scars had just given her the ticket.
Bring...
The art closet door was flung open, and a tall, blonde freshman who was way too good-looking for his own good exited the closet with a smirk on his face. A sophomore girl came out behind him, slightly embarrassed, but not embarrassed enough to wipe her mouth to show the two had been making out.
Well, I hope just making out.
Vincent Vitale was every girl's dream, and he knew it, too. His looks, along with his confidence, got him any girl he wanted in school, even the seniors. He took his seat next to one of his best friends, who wasn't nearly as tall or as fortunate-looking as him, Amo. Amo was just exactly as you would think a freshman boy would look. Awkward. Looking back at her once best friend, she wished girls got along like boys did. They were simple and couldn't care less what their male friends looked like. She was pretty sure if one of them showed up with her scars, the other boy would have thought it was gruesome, but fascinating at the same time. Watching the sophomore girl take her old seat next to Cassandra, she saw the little sneer on her face, showing Chloe that she was rising in the ranks. Chloe thought about the girl who would rather get a broken arm than see her hurt. She didn't miss it. Not for a second. Elle sat down in the safety of her seat, out of breath from practically running to her class. She could see it written all over Chloe's face what she thought of her. Hell, Elle wanted her to think that. It was the only way Chloe was going to survive the rest of the year. She thinks I'm strong, but I'm not. It was all a facade, because deep down, she was one scared little girl. However, Elle had a time limit in this place, whereas Chloe's was endless. Chloe had barely mentioned the possibility of transferring schools or even becoming homeschooled, and her parents had dismissed her to her room for the whole day without lunch or dinner. The sand in Elle's hourglass had now drained halfway down, and it was as if Chloe's hourglass was broken on a constant loop, the sand pouring down, only for it not to fill the bottom. That was why Elle had been protecting her. Because just like her hourglass, she was broken. There was no way Chloe would be able to survive without her. She will break for good, with no hope of return. But Elle could at least postpone the inevitable, or by some miracle, help put her back together enough to survive this place.
I just hope I have enough time to fix her, and not enough time to break me.
Chapter 15. Tick-tock.
Tick-tock. Don't look at the clock.
One hourglass stands with barely any time left, draining so quickly the nightmare is almost over.
Tick-tock. Don't look at the other clock.
This hourglass stands still, broken, and suffering from the same loop, the nightmare only growing worse. Tick, tock.
Don't look at the clocks.
Chapter 16. All wounds heal with time. While Elle sat on her bed, her eyes grew tired from the countless studying. She had a big test in science class tomorrow, and she really needed to get an A. A little knock came to the door before her mother opened it.
Elle, sweetie, it's late.
I have a big test tomorrow.
Her mother came into the room and took a seat on the bed in front of her.
I've noticed you've been obsessed with your grades lately. You know we are proud of you no matter what, and I don't want you to stress so much.
I know,
Elle smiled.
I'm just trying to make sure I give it my best so I can keep my options open in the future.
With what?
You know, for college and stuff.
Okay, sweetie.
Her mother smiled back before she reached into her robe pocket and pulled out a picture. I developed some pictures today and thought you might want to put them in your photo album. Staring down at the photo, Elle's eyes were immediately drawn to Chloe. Even though her scar had healed a bit since then, you could still see the same amount of torture in her eyes today.
This was when she first came over for our science project.
Yep. Her mom patted her leg before she got up. Now get some rest. You want to at least be awake during the test to get an A.
Mom!
Elle stopped her before she could close the door.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Getting up out of bed, she went to her bookshelf and pulled out her photo album, then set it on her bed. Elle flipped through the pages before she came to an abrupt stop at the picture Sebastian had given her as a warning message. Despite her wanting to sear this image of her bloody and bruised body into her brain, every day with Chloe, it started to fade. Slowly, she started to place the picture of her and Chloe over it, covering the heinous picture and replacing it with something good.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Looking down at the new picture, she finally looked at herself. Her hair had grown quite a bit in a short amount of time, and it now grazed the top of her shoulders, showing her that all wounds heal with time, even though time wasn't on their side.
We will survive.
Elle closed the book with one last glance at the photo. Together. Chapter 17. The last grain of sand had fallen.
Tick-tock. Don't look at the clock.
An hourglass was still broken.
Tick-tock. Look at the other clock.
The last grain of sand had fallen.
Tick.
Time was up. Chapter 18. The End or Just the Beginning? It was either going to be the end or just the beginning for Elle. She had made her choice, and now the last piece of the puzzle needed to be added. Looking at the newspaper on the bus, she saw all the X marks she had made under the classifieds. There was only one place left on the list, and if they turned her away, she wasn't sure what she was going to do. The bus stopping had her getting up to exit, and once she was off the bus, she started second-guessing the whole thing. Downtown Kansas City didn't seem like a place for a newly 15-year-old girl who was alone. Thankfully, it was a quick walk to her destination. Elle stopped to stare at the diner, looking up at the sign. The D flashed off and on, spelling out diner or einer, depending on the moment you looked at it. She was able to clearly look inside, since it seemed like nothing but windows, revealing it was very outdated and needed a major deep clean. Finally, her eyes rested on the Help Wanted sign that was placed on the door. In that moment, staring at the sign, a feeling of determination came over her. No matter what, she was going to get what she wanted. She didn't care how many lies came out of her mouth. It was hers. Walking up to the door, she pushed on it, taking the first step inside. That was the moment she decided to flip both hourglasses, causing both to start over. The beginning. Chapter 19. That was prepubescent Amo. Puberty Amo will be a jerk. Chloe was, of course, the first one to take her seat or even reach the first class of the day. Beginning to wring her hands, she wondered why she had even tried to look nice today. Her makeup couldn't cover up the fact that she was a freak.
and her long-sleeved black shirt that matched her black jeans to perfection made her look crazy, considering it was warm outside. Black was the only color that suited her anymore. It helped her fade into the background, just the way she wanted. And she still hadn't revealed to the world her other markings. For some dumb reason, she hoped that, since it was a new year, she could finally blend into the background. The rest of her school days were going to be hell without Elle. She didn't know how, or even if she could do it, but there wasn't an option.
Sophomore year won't be the same without her.
Chloe had nothing and no one to save her. She was trapped and set to die in this school. Elle was at least free, and that made a part of her happy for once.
One of us made it out alive.
You look really pretty today, a sweet voice standing over her told her.
Chloe hated to look up and see who was about to make fun of her. The last thing she ever got was a compliment, so she knew it was going to turn into a cruel joke. She almost didn't look, but when she did, her mouth dropped open.
Why are you here? You're not supposed to be here.
Elle crossed her arms with a smirk on her face.
You don't want me here?
Utter confusion came over Chloe.
I don't understand.
Well, I got a scholarship for my grades to pay part of my tuition, and I got a job to pay the rest of it.
She took a seat in front of her.
You don't seem very happy. You're supposed to be happy.
I'm not. You don't deserve to be here. Because of me.
If Chloe could still cry, she was sure this was a moment in her life when she would. She had hated herself all last year when Elle had been her punching bag. And now she was back here again. Chloe was still too weak and broken to take up for herself and knew it was all going to happen again, no matter how much she hated herself for it.
That's why I didn't tell you I was coming back. I was afraid you might talk me out of it somehow. I am. You're transferring back.
Elle laughed.
Won't work now. It would look really strange to my parents. And I would just have to tell them the truth about what happened to you and why I felt it necessary to come back here for you.
No, no, no.
She began shaking her head.
It's too late, Chloe.
She continued shaking her head back and forth.
Why are you doing this?
Elle turned around in her desk, facing the front.
Because you need me.
Looking back over her shoulder for just a moment, she revealed another truth.
And I need you, too.
If Chloe were strong, she would shake Elle until she changed her mind. Nevertheless, she wasn't. She was only weak. Elle was right. She did need her. Elle knowing that was the reason she wasn't going to get a fight out of Chloe. Never would she forget what she had done to Elle in the past, and now she was never, ever going to forgive herself for what was going to happen to Elle in the future.
I can honestly, truly say I hate myself, and forever will.
The day seemed to drag by, and despite Elle taking the exact same schedule as her, they hadn't said a word to each other. Chloe was too upset to. She knew what this was going to mean for her best friend, and she was heartbroken. When the lunch bell rang, they went through the shortest line of Sloppy Joes. Elle got to the lunch lady first, giving her the lunch number.
You have a balance from last year on your account. You need to get that paid if you plan to eat next week. Now move along.
The lunch lady shooed her away, not wanting to give her the time of day. Chloe was just as stunned as Elle with the lunch lady's attitude as she gave her own lunch number to the lady.
You should transfer after this week just to tick her off,
Chloe told Elle as they took their seats at their table from last year.
Elle cracked a laugh before she shut down.
As much as I would like to piss her off, that's not going to happen. I've made my choice and I'm staying here. Well, then I hope you fail all of your classes.
Aw, thanks, I appreciate that,
Elle retorted as she held her hand over her heart. She gave Elle a smile.
You're welcome.
They both laughed for a minute, then began eating what no one else wanted.
Who even hired a 15-year-old anyway?
No one.
Elle swallowed the food that was in her mouth.
A diner downtown hired a 16-year-old.
Chloe blinked her eyes a few times, digesting what she had just heard.
How in the world did you get away with that?
Easy. It's a crappy diner, and they needed a waitress so badly they hired me on the spot because a waitress had just quit. Put me to work that night and everything.
What did your parents say?
Elle took another bite of food, clearly trying to dodge the question before she finally gave in.
Well, they think I work at Magical Cupcakes in the suburbs.
Oh my gosh. Chloe stared at her like she was a monster.
Do you just collect awards for all the lies you managed to pull off?
Elle shrugged.
Possibly.
The two had missed each other a lot over the summer, and were glad to catch up and be in each other's presence again. Chloe had spent the night over at Elle's a couple of times, but not as much as they would have liked due to her parents. Stopping mid-bite, Elle's mouth almost dropped to the floor.
Oh my gosh, who is that?
Glancing behind her, Chloe saw an extremely tall and very well-built teenage boy walking across the cafeteria before she quickly turned her head back around.
I don't know. Maybe he's a transfer.
He looks like a senior.
She continued to gawk at him before her eyes got big.
No freaking way. Look, I think that's Amo.
What? No, it's not.
She stopped mid-sentence when she looked back to see him sitting in the exact same spot Amo had last year, at the table where his best friends Vincent and Nero sat. Vincent was the pretty blonde, but Nero was like their group leader, and perfection with his dark hair and skin, along with his piercing green eyes. He and Vincent had managed to have every girl drooling after them last year, while Amo had been just a normal, awkward teenager. But now he was unrecognizable. Elle had yet to move her eyes from him, much like all the other girls in the cafeteria.
Geez, it looks like he started eating roids for breakfast.
Chloe practically laughed up her sandwich.
I bet he's going to give Nero and Vincent a run for their money now.
Dang, he went from about a 3 or 4 to a solid 10 really quickly.
Definitely a run for their money.
Don't you think so?
Elle asked, still not moving her eyes from Amo once.
Chloe shrugged. Eh, he's all right.
Elle finally moved her gaze to Chloe like she had been struck.
All right? Excuse me?
I think Nero is better looking, in my opinion.
She told her matter-of-factly. Elle busted out in laughter.
Too bad his ego is about as big as Amo, which makes Nero a 0 out of 10.
We were ranking looks, not personality. If we were ranking personality, then they would all be 0s, and Vincent would round it out at a -1.
What's wrong with Amo's personality?
He's never really done anything. He has to me.
But Chloe decided to keep that information to herself.
And that was prepubescent Amo.
Puberty Amo will be a jerk like them.
I mean, come on. He looks scary now.
Chloe turned her head back to stare at him for a moment.
Like a beast.
Chapter 20. Present Day. When the nightmare ended and Chloe came to, she found herself clutching the jacket around her arms in desperation. Quickly, she went to wipe away the tears that had escaped during her episode. But there weren't any. It was only her imagination. Tears hadn't crossed her face in years. However, she could still feel them pouring out of her eyes and down her face from that night as if they were real. Now they were nothing but ghost tears. With her eyelids growing heavier by the second, she lay down on her bed. It wasn't until she snuggled up to the fabric and inhaled Amo's scent that she realized she was using his jacket like it was her blanket. Not only that, but she had yet to let go of Amo's jacket from the moment he had draped it over her shoulders earlier that night. Pulling it tightly around her, she had a strange feeling come over her that she couldn't understand nor realize what it was. It was something she hadn't felt in a long time, because it wasn't of an evil nature. It was a feeling of contentment, of safety and security, making her feel like she could sleep, for once without the nightmares, without the devil haunting her. Just sleep. Feeling. Love. Chapter 21. Going back one more time. Senior year. Chloe hadn't gotten an ounce of sleep the night before, and looking at her reflection in the mirror, she could tell. Her gray eyes looked exhausted, and her skin was even paler than usual. To put it simply, she looked rough, and she highly doubted makeup was going to help. She was beginning to feel sick in the stomach, thinking about going back one more time to school. After going through it for 3.5 years, you would think it had gotten easier, but it hadn't. Hearing the word freak still felt as hurtful as it had the first time she had heard it come out of Cassandra's mouth. The only reason she had survived this long was because of Elle, and she knew it. Chloe still had yet to forgive herself that Elle still attended Legacy Prep High because of her. In fact, she still hated herself for it to this day. It had only gotten worse for Elle since she had decided to stay. Some of the students had found out she worked at the diner, and since then, she was gifted the new name of Waitress. Cassandra and Sebastian had had a field day when they'd found out, and had even gone to her work just so she could serve them while they treated her like garbage. Many times, Chloe had begged Elle to leave and just forget about her, but she couldn't ever get her to. Chloe was trapped, and sometimes she would wonder if it were all worth it, but Elle would never let her give up. Consequently, every day, she would get up and face her demons alongside Elle. We're so close. There was no giving up now. They had only one semester left of high school, and today was their first day back from Christmas break. Just one semester was between them and college. Chloe was going to a college as far away as possible, and she hoped Elle was going with her. She had nothing here for her, and she wanted to put her family, the people and place of Kansas City, behind her. Chloe stared at her reflection, looking at the deep scar that she still carried. Forever. If she and Elle could keep their heads down for just one final semester, then they might just make it out of the hellhole alive. Looking at Elle's food all over the cafeteria floor had her frozen in place.
Go on, clean it up, waitress,
Cassandra told Elle after she had pushed Elle's food off the table. The cafeteria had gone quiet, everyone wondering what Elle would do. Chloe wondered how Elle would respond as well, but she didn't respond. Instead, it was like she ignored Cassandra. Panic started setting in, and Chloe began to realize this was not going to end well.
Bitch, I know you hear me.
She tried to move out of the way when Cassandra grabbed her plate and held it above her head, but Cassandra's two carbon copy best friends came to stand on both sides of her. Chloe sat back down instantly from the fear of them touching her to force her back down. Cassandra's high voice rang in her ear.
Clean up the mess like a waitress is supposed to do, or the little freak will have her own mess to clean up.
Chloe began wringing her hands, making her nails dig deep into her palms, always wishing for the pain to help get rid of the terror. When Sebastian hit Elle in the face with a wash rag, Elle glanced at Chloe before she started cleaning up the mess. It took a lot for her to get on the ground in front of the whole cafeteria to clean it up, but she had been backed into a corner and just wanted to get Chloe out without any harm coming to her. Elle cleaned it quickly, not wasting any time.
Come on, Chloe, let's go.
Seeing Elle's outreached hand was what got her to stop wringing her hands.
Sorry, you missed a spot.
Cassandra started to tip the plate over Chloe's head. Without even thinking, Elle hit the plate as fast as she could, the contents covering Cassandra. A loud screech came out at the top of her lungs as the students either busted out in laughter or stayed quiet in complete and utter shock.
You fucking bitch! You are done!
The blood in Chloe's veins went cold, and her body began to brace itself for the storm to come. When she felt the tug on her shirt from Elle, it snapped her out of it, enough to run straight for the door. Getting to the doorway, they found it blocked by their first period English teacher, Mr. Evans. That was it for them. There was nowhere to hide. There was no way out. Elle. Chloe. Go on back to class, Mr. Evans said with eerie calmness. Not wasting a single moment, they scurried out, hearing Mr. Evans' voice trail off as they left.
Ms. Ross, clean up the mess you just made. I can't have other students thinking they can get away with this now, can I? Oh, and when you're done, meet me in the vice principal's office.
So many thoughts began to swirl through Chloe's head as they headed toward their Spanish classroom. Never had Cassandra been challenged like that, let alone embarrassed by the whole school.
There is no way we are surviving after that. She won't let us. I am so sorry, Chloe. It was just a reaction. I didn't want her to spill it on you,
Elle told her when they'd reached the safety of the classroom. It was hard for her to catch her breath from just thinking about the plans Cassandra was going to have for them.
I know, but what are we going to do? She is going to kill us. You know that. I have no clue. Any suggestions?
Elle asked her as she sat down and dropped her head on the desk.
Yeah, we become high school dropouts.
Chloe couldn't believe how it all had gone to shit on the first day back. Everything they had gone through before with Cassandra was going to be child's play compared to now. All she had wanted to do was keep their heads down so they could get out.
We were so close.
Chapter 22. One word. F-U-C-K-E-D. Chloe sat in the back of her class, alone and scared. Unfortunately, the last class of the day, Elle and Chloe were separated, just like it had been for them freshman year. Except this time, Chloe was the one taking health, and Elle was the one taking art. In fact, this last semester of senior year was taking a turn for the worst, and it was giving her deja vu.
"Wait at your desk when the bell rings. I will be back to get you. I promise I will be the first one out in the hallway,"
Elle told her when she dropped her off at health class. Impending doom set over her.
Okay. I won't move from my seat.
Good.
I will see you in a little bit. Be careful, Elle.
She hated this. She knew Elle sounded strong and usually was just as strong. But she could see it this time. The glimmer of fear in her eyes as she walked away from her, in a hurry to get to her class. Chloe just hoped she would make it back to her unscathed. Thinking back, Chloe could honestly say that freshman year had been the worst when it came to not only her life, but the bullying. Her scars had been the freshest then, and Cassandra had been trying anything to fit in to be at the top of the food chain. Yes, Elle had taken the brunt of it, and she didn't think she could take it again if it got as serious as it had the first time. Or even as cruel. Barely able to catch her breath, Chloe sat behind the lockers, clutching the scissors in her hands. Having no clue how it had gotten this far, or even how she had gotten in this position, she just wanted to disappear. It had all happened so fast when Cassandra had placed the scissors in her hands. She didn't even know why she had done it or what it had been for. Then, before she had known it, Cassandra had been fighting with some girl named Elle. It all blacked out for her until she heard Cassandra's voice.
"Chloe, give them to me."
Mustering up some courage, she concealed the scissors behind her back and planned to tell Cassandra that enough was enough. However, when she saw the scene before her, any courage she'd had quickly evaporated. Elle was being held on the ground face down with Cassandra on top of her. With the help of her new friends, Stacy and Stephanie, holding her arms down, it wasn't much of a struggle to keep her in place. A trickle of blood started coming down Elle's face. By the looks of it, she had hit her head on the locker room bench on the way down. Whatever she had been expecting from her best friend since kindergarten, it wasn't this. In fact, this was the first time she had witnessed anything like this from her.
"Chloe, give them to me,"
Cassandra repeated, sensing her reluctance. Slowly, she revealed the scissors. Staring down at them, she was prepared to tell her no.
"You don't want to be like her, do you?"
Stunned was the only way to put it when those words came out of her mouth. And looking into Cassandra's eyes, Chloe believed her. Cassandra's eyes showed her how committed she was to being the most popular girl in school. It was almost as if she were daring Chloe to get in her way. Frightened at what her best friend had become, Chloe shook her head and held the scissors out before Cassandra harshly grabbed them from her. Instant regret filled her when the metal no longer touched her skin, and she began praying Cassandra was only going to use them to frighten her.
"Now, bitch, think again next time you turn your back on me."
Chloe watched in shock as Cassandra took Elle's ponytail in her other hand and started cutting it off. Hearing Elle cry as Cassandra snipped away, the tears started to brim in her own eyes.
"What have I done?"
was the only thing that went through her mind.
"A girl like you doesn't need long, pretty hair like this anyway,"
Cassandra told Elle, as she waved Elle's own ponytail in her face. Sitting up once they'd released her, Elle began to cry into her legs, holding them tightly in front of her. Chloe could barely hold it together when Elle looked up at her with a now butchered haircut and tears.
"Sorry,"
she managed to get out quietly without breaking down with her. Running out of the locker room to follow in her best friend's footsteps and leaving Elle there on the floor bawling like that was the hardest thing she had ever done at that point in her life.
"I'm so sorry, Elle."
Little had Chloe known she was going to leave Elle in a much worse condition just a few short weeks later behind the school. She hated the part she had played that day, though, and she still apologized to her every time she noticed how long and pretty her strawberry blonde locks were getting. The length had been fully returned to her, and Chloe noticed how protective she had become over her hair, not even wanting a trim. Cassandra was pure evil from that moment forward, along with her brother Sebastian. And after what had happened in the cafeteria, they were one word. F-U-C-K-E-D. Bring. Watching the students swiftly leave the classroom to go home for the day, she waited anxiously for Elle to return safely. However, she wasn't expecting Mr. Evans to be the one to enter the classroom first. Taking a seat at one of the desks in front of her, he seemed like he was almost careful about it. Seeing him closer than she usually did, she could tell why almost every girl at the school was secretly in love with him. He certainly didn't look like any other teacher here, with his short, kempt, dirty blonde hair and beard. His eyes matched perfectly, seeming almost golden. Not to mention, he was clearly built under his well-dressed clothes. "You're not running out the door to leave?" Mr. Evans asked, snapping her out of her thoughts.
No,
"Are you shaken up after what happened earlier?"
"Oh, gosh."
Chloe shoved her hands to her face, not wanting to talk about this with him. The last thing she wanted to do was run her mouth about Cassandra. See, Mr. Evans was new this year and had no clue how this school worked yet. The Rosses practically owned this school, and the teachers all looked the other way when it came to them. As a result, talking about it with him was only going to bring more danger to her. She needed to think of an out quickly. Elle abruptly entered the room, concern apparent in her voice.
"Chloe, are you okay?"
"Yes, I'm fine.
She looked up, and her eyes grew as wide as her stomach. Elle had something stained all over her clothes.
"Are you okay? What happened?"
Standing up, she went over to her. Elle glanced at Mr. Evans.
"I accidentally spilled paint on myself in art." "What are you all talking about?"
"I was just passing by and saw Chloe in here by herself, so I was making sure everything was okay. Usually the kids are practically 1 foot out the door before the last bell even rings."
"Yeah, I know what you mean. She's my ride, and I just told her we would meet up in here,"
Elle told him as he walked up toward them. "How come you met up here and not in your art class?" "The art class is all the way at the front of the school by the outside door," he asked curiously. But by his facial expression, it seemed like he already knew.
"I guess we didn't think about it like that. I'll see you in the morning, Mr. Evans. Come on, Chloe. I need to get ready for work."
Feeling very uncomfortable with where this conversation was going, she gladly followed Elle out. When Mr. Evans decided to give parting words, Elle stopped to look at him.
Elle, if you ever need to talk, you know where to find me. Try and be more careful in art. Next time, it might not be the paint that spills. A chill touched Chloe's skin at his warning.
Have a good night, Mr. Evans,
Elle told him, as they left the classroom for good this time. She waited until they'd reached the outside to talk.
So, who spilled the paint? And dang, all over your outfit. That one was my favorite on you.
It really was. The big white sweater and her light jeans really brought out her tan skin and big blue eyes. Elle's closet was not only limited in quantity, but also quality. She got the majority of her clothes at the local Goodwill, but you wouldn't ever know. Only the students here did, because the only thing that mattered to them was how expensive the clothes they wore were. One of Cassandra's sidekicks. Immediately, she knew it was one of her carbon copies. Stephanie or Stacy. They definitely had replaced her as Cassandra's BFF. She noticed Stephanie cozied up to no one other than Nero, of course.
Which one? Her?
They could hear Stephanie and Nero speaking as they reached the school parking lot.
Nero, would you mind giving me a ride home? I rode with Cassandra this morning.
Stephanie said, overly sweetly, as she leaned against his Cadillac. Nero quickly looked her up and down, revealing what they expected to do.
No problem, babe. Leo, let's go.
A cute dark blonde boy ran over to his car. He was clearly a freshman, and obviously Nero's little brother.
Back seat, Leo,
Nero told him before they all got in. Finally, Elle answered her, seeming distracted by what was going on between the two.
No, the other one.
Stacy. Unlocking the doors on the BMW her father had given her the moment she could drive, they started climbing in. The car was definitely more of a gift for her parents than her. They hated driving her anywhere and thought of her as a nuisance. The only reason it was a BMW was because her father was still mayor of the city and cared about his image. Her parents weren't about to let their daughter drive around in a shitty car, despite the fact that they hated the sight of her.
Al, is something wrong? You're acting weird today.
She was beginning to become concerned. They needed to keep their heads down, and Elle was doing the opposite.